SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. There are no survivors. The military confirms the deaths of five Marines on board a military helicopter that crashed in bad weather in the mountains outside San Diego. The copter vanished late Tuesday night while returning to Marine Corps Air Station Miramar in San Diego after training at Creech Air Force Base northwest of Las Vegas. The commander of an Iran-backed militia responsible for the attack that killed three American soldiers in Jordan is dead and killed in a U.S. airstrike on a vehicle in Iraq. No breakthroughs for America's top diplomat in his latest Mideast peace mission.
Sitting around a large meeting table in Tel Aviv, Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke to Israeli officials. Blinken is in the region to try to broker a deal between Israel and Hamas, which he says is still possible, despite both sides being far apart on the central terms for a deal. Those diplomatic efforts were rattled earlier when Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected a detailed three-phase plan by Hamas that would unfold over 4.5 months. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also, an SRNNews.com, the Biden administration imposing tougher clean air standards, critics call a job killer.
A new rule from the EPA sets an air quality level that states and counties must achieve in the coming years to reduce pollution from power plants, vehicles, and industrial sites. The government says the move could prevent thousands of premature deaths a year. Environmental and public health groups welcome the tougher standards, while industry groups warn it could lead to the loss of manufacturing jobs and even shut down power plants or refineries. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Out of this morning's opening bell on Wall Street, Dow futures 1 point higher, NASDAQ futures down 34. This is SRN News. A Christian activist and his wife have written a children's book designed to counter the transgender message. Ryan Bomberger says they titled it, He is He.
It celebrates boyhood, it celebrates manhood, it celebrates men who are masculine in a culture that constantly talks about masculinity as toxic, and we just present an honest narrative of men who lovingly provide and protect, especially fathers.
And it's got something for mom and dad, too.
After all the adorable rhyme and the illustrations, we have a section that says, what does the Bible say? And it just reminds Christians, okay, here are reference points. And then the next page says, what does science say? Because science is constantly reaffirming Scripture.
Last year, Bomberger and his wife Bethany released She Is She, which does the same thing for girls. Bomberger, co-founder of the Radiance Foundation. This is SRN News. Astronomers claim the best evidence yet of an ocean beneath the surface of Saturn's mini-moon.
The moon looks a lot like the Death Star from Star Wars, thanks to one of the largest impact craters of any moon in the solar system. It's called Mimas. It has an icy exterior, and a French-led team analyzing changes in its orbit and rotation have concluded the frozen crust likely hides an ocean only 5 to 15 million years old. They based their findings on observations by NASA's Cassini spacecraft, which observed Saturn and its more than 140 moons for more than a decade before burning up in the ringed planet's atmosphere in 2017. I'm Ben Thomas.
NASA's newest climate satellite has blasted off to survey the world's oceans and atmosphere in unprecedented detail. SpaceX launched the PACE satellite before dawn today. More details at SRNNews.com.